This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we hope that you'd like to share some of your thoughts or questions with us. You can communicate directly with me. You can call us on our studio line, 877-726-8255. For convenience, it's 877-726-TALK. That's the way that you can reach us with your questions or comments. And we got lots to share with you today. This has been a big week on our program because, we interviewed one of my favorite guests, someone who's really revolutionized the world of diet and has an incredible personal story to tell of recovery from advanced multiple sclerosis. And on top of that, she's a physician. As a physician, she developed multiple sclerosis, and she underwent some of the most aggressive treatments around for treatment of her problem, but she didn't respond, and she ended up in a wheelchair, headed for complete disability, and that's when she began to investigate and research natural therapies. And you can hear her story during a wonderful podcast that we recorded this week. It's at drhoffman.com with Dr. Terry Walls, and she talks about the Walls protocol for not just multiple sclerosis, but for overall well-being, and in particular for the tens of millions of Americans who suffer from one form or another of autoimmune disease. Yeah, there are full-blown forms of autoimmunity like rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis and lupus, scleroderma, Sjogren's syndrome. But there are also a lot of people who just feel malaise and fatigue and body aches, and maybe they have a touch of autoimmunity. And those are individuals who might respond well to the Walls protocol. It's a protocol that I heartily endorse. I eat that way anyway, but it's a wonderful protocol for my patients at the Hoffman Center who are seeking to recover from all manner of autoimmune disorders, including ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, you name it. You can call us. 877-726-TALK is our number. And this item, and you know, I often get questions about back pain. And this is a show about nutrition. And so I have to say I'm a little bit loath to take questions about back pain because maybe that would be good subject matter for the chiropractic show or the yoga master show or the massage therapy show. Because in the realm of nutrition, I'm not sure that there's a lot that you can take in terms of a magic supplement that will make your back pain go away. But we'll talk a little bit about that up front, and we won't take any calls about people suffering from back pain. Such a common problem. Virtually universal problem. At some point in your life, you're going to be suffering from back pain. Some people more than others. Some people are debilitated with back pain. And we got a big problem in this country because we're dispensing opiate medications, powerful, addictive drugs for back pain that get people hooked and ultimately get them to be unemployable and unproductive and on disability. Do you realize that we spend $95 billion of federal resources on disability payments in this country? People who are permanently, virtually unemployable and out of the labor market. And in addition, a huge drain on the system. And some of them may have gotten that way because of indiscriminate prescribing of pain medications for such ordinary problems as back pain. So the article I'm reading here from Indiana University, the first ever study that confirms that massage therapy is effective treatment for low back pain. And I can attest to its benefits, having undergone massage therapy at various times. And I've got back issues, as many people do. They actually began in my 30s and 40s. They're better now than I'm in my 60s because I take care of my back. But this study shows that massage therapy can be beneficial for back pain. The study's entitled Real World Massage Therapy Produces Meaningful Effectiveness for Primary Care Patients with Chronic Low Back Pain. Now contrast this with the results of studies on the most commonly used treatment for back pain, which is to take over-the-counter medications. Not that many people go to doctors to get treatment for back pain with powerful opiate drugs. Most people just go to the pharmacy or go to the discount drugstore and buy Tylenol or Advil or Motrin and treat their back pain that way. But studies actually show that Tylenol is virtually worthless for back pain. This according to a recent study. Ibuprofen, only very limited short-term benefits. Long-term benefits are nil. Side effects of taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs include heart problems, higher risk of stroke, potential risk of kidney problems if you take too many over too long a period of time, and certainly stomach problems, gastrointestinal bleeding, real common with these medications, particularly the prescription forms, which are stronger. There was a recent study of Lyrica. That was a promising theory. Lyrica is a medication that is used sometimes for fibromyalgia. In my opinion, not that helpful for fibromyalgia either. And it can make you feel dizzy, sleepy, groggy, brain dead. And ultimately, not effective for the treatment of low back pain. So, if you've got back pain, consider chiropractic. That's helped me immensely in the past. Some studies have shown that mindfulness meditation helpful for treatment of low back pain. Yoga, certainly beneficial for back pain. Maybe not in the acute phases. I mean, if your back is in horrible spasm, getting into yoga contortions is not going to be the answer at first. But once you've recovered, usually these are short-term problems that are relieved after a few weeks. Studies show that if you commit yourself to bed rest, not a good idea because your back muscles become progressively weaker. If you engage in heavy exercise, also not good. The happy medium, the Goldilocks theory, not too hot, not too cold, not too much exercise, but not no exercise, just continuing with ordinary activities of daily living helps people work their way out of an attack of back pain. And of course, back surgery has a spotty record. Yes, if your limb is paralyzed, if you're in excruciating pain that is not relieved by ordinary measures, yes, sometimes a disc decompression is helpful. But back surgery, most studies suggest that back surgery relieves acute pain in the short term, but 3 or 5 years later, whether you've undergone back pain or not, makes little difference in terms of your prognosis for long-term relief. So try natural measures in terms of supplements for back pain. As I said, no supplement is a magic bullet that provides immediate relief for back pain, but some studies have shown benefits of curcumin, which is a natural anti-inflammatory. Also, omega-3 fatty acids can be helpful. One study showed that individuals who were earmarked for back surgery when given high-dose fish oil, after 6 months, virtually half of them didn't need the back surgery. And that compared to a group who didn't take fish oil, those mostly ended up on the operating table. And some studies have shown a high prevalence of low vitamin D in patients with a condition of spinal stenosis, which is a really challenging condition because there's narrowing of the spinal column. And how do you release that? Mostly surgery, not helpful for treatment of spinal stenosis, according to studies, although that's often done. Spinal injections, temporary relief, but too many of those can actually soften and weaken the vertebra, causing local osteoporosis, sometimes resulting in collapsed vertebra, which is even more painful. So vitamin D may play a role in prevention of back problems, adequate vitamin D, that is. We'll talk more in the program about some controversy about vitamin D dosing. Have we gotten carried away with our recommendations for high-dose vitamin D? We'll take a look at that story momentarily, and we invite you to call 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great. But what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number 877-726-TALK. And let's talk to Tom in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hey. Good. Hey, I got a question for you. I last couple of days, I would get severe itching, scratching, and then I would get welts all over on my back, my chest, bottom side of my legs, my arms. And then the itching would subside and would go away, and it would seem like, you know, when I would go for a walk or get warmer, it would come back, that would go away. Not sure what's, the welts are almost like that bubble wrap you pack stuff in to send it with. That's how bumpy it is.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it would disappear. Now, I took a shower this morning, got out of the shower, started itching. The welts didn't appear so much, but the scratching was all over on my hands, on my feet, on my legs, and it was just like my skin was crawling.
So, you know, this involves a little bit of detective work, Tom, because you're suffering from hives or urticaria, and that can there can be a number of causes. It can develop from external allergies. It can develop from foods that you're eating. It can certainly be a reaction to medication. You haven't started a new medication, have you?
No, the only thing I've started in the last couple of weeks was taking a baby aspirin every day. I take a bunch of vitamins every day. I did put some new salt in the water softener, and it seems like when I've been getting out of the shower, I've been really itching. Yeah. I'm wondering if it's too much salt or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, showers generally cause itchiness to worsen because it warms your skin, and when your skin gets hot, sometimes that brings out the itch. So, okay. So in looking at you, I mean, it sounds like a typical visit. You know, patient comes in, there's a mystery reaction. You know, we would look at all the possibilities. And like you say, you know, you started aspirin. Is that a factor? Sometimes aspirin can change a little bit the way your inflammatory pathways work. That's usually not the cause. You know, aspirin intolerance is usually manifest as asthma. You know, you can get asthmatic reactions from asthma. But certain people do react to aspirin. We would do a complete survey of your diet. You know, some doctors do a lot of skin testing and patch testing, and that can be done in an allergist if you can find one locally to see if there's something that you're applying to your skin or something that you're taking internally that's creating the problem. But what I generally try to do is I try to put patients on an elimination diet. I get rid of wheat and gluten in particular and dairy. We start from there, but we may eliminate other common food precipitants like... Yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned dairy. I've been getting milk out of the straight from the bulk tank from my Amish neighbor for the past 3 weeks.
And that's generally good, but, you know, some people, I mean, that's the best kind of milk, you know, unless you develop, God forbid, a, you know, brucellosis or listeriosis. This doesn't sound like that, you know, like some kind of infection from unpasteurized milk. But, you know, dairy intolerance and wheat and gluten intolerance are pretty frequent causes of skin problems. So going on an elimination diet is not a bad idea. There's a new concept which is called the low histamine diet. The low histamine diet involves getting off of foods that are triggers. That would be beer, wine, certain fermented foods. You can see a list of the low histamine foods on certain websites, and you can try that as, you know, a way of helping to self-diagnose your problem. Sometimes by putting good bacteria back in your intestinal tract, you can alter things, because sometimes the problem comes from the inside out. Taking certain probiotics may be helpful. So it involves a little bit of detective work, Tom. I'm just giving you options here. I'm not necessarily giving you an answer. Are there things that help with allergies? Yes, oolong tea is a good allergy quencher. Quercetin is a good allergy quencher. Sulforaphane from broccoli, and you can get this as a supplement, is helpful as an allergy quencher for skin problems. So those are some of the things that you can explore as natural ways of dealing. Of course, taking oral antihistamines, that may be the answer. You know, get some Zyrtec or something like that. Give that a shot. Benadryl if the itch is bad at night, because Benadryl makes you drowsy. You don't want to take in the morning. You can, you know, begin to do a little exploration of this on your own, but you may need the help of an allergist or the help of a dermatologist to ultimately get some answers. And of course, you know, our approach is not just to quench symptoms, but to find the underlying cause when we investigate in integrative medicine. That's the approach we take. Okay. When we return, thanks for your call, Tom. Appreciate it. Good luck to you. When we return, we're going to take a look at some contradictory advice about vitamin D. Very interesting. Should we lower or increase our recommendation for vitamin D? Well, it depends on who you talk to. I'll share that with you momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Now go wash your nose.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Coffin here. And I just heard during the break a commercial for Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for blood pressure control. There are actually good studies that suggest that aged garlic extract is beneficial for blood pressure and for arterial protection. But here's another natural therapy that can help you with your blood pressure. None of us want to be reliant on medications with all their side effects, but unfortunately a very high percentage of people turn up with high blood pressure past the age of 50. So do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Well, got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. And I've checked this out. It's a technology that I've investigated, and I recommend it to my patients. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. Now, what it is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology, or at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And now, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus. Find out about it at tryzona.com. Okay, so I read this headline, and this is why my job is tough. My job is tough because I got to sift through all this information, this health information, and I have to make sense of it for you, my listening public. But you, as a consumer, have an even tougher job because you are bombarded day in and day out with contradictory information. It's got to make your head spin because it certainly does mine, and I'm a medically trained professional. So the headline is, new measurement technique lowers estimated vitamin D recommended daily allowance. Now, for some context, I thought we were making progress, although very limited progress, a few months ago, maybe a year or so ago, when we raised the RDA, the recommended daily allowance for vitamin D, from a paltry 400 international units to 600 or 800 international units for older Americans. Now, okay, that's a move in the right direction, but it's ridiculously low because I wish I had a buck for every patient that I see at the Hoffman Center is taking precisely that 400 or 800, and they're terribly low in vitamin D. They have suboptimal levels of vitamin D. So I read this headline, and what are they talking about here? And it's kind of technical. They used an improved technology for measuring vitamin D. And they presented this at the annual scientific meeting of the Endocrine Society. And we're getting in the weeds a little bit here, but it involves a new testing methodology and a new way of estimating bodily levels of vitamin D. They say in estimating the RDA for vitamin D intake, the laboratory method used for measuring serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D can affect the results. So the older system, they use a system, where the RDA was 800, but using a new liquid chromatography tandem mass spectrometry technique. This new technique estimates that a mere 400 international units daily would meet the RDA. Okay, I'm reading. Yeah, I read this and it's okay. Oh, what are they talking about? They're backing down on recommendations. And I read this entire article, and then I see that what they're saying here is applicable only to bone health. So they're saying that for adequacy of bone, it seems that 400 international units, even during winter, they say, is, and I challenge that too from the standpoint of bone health, but they say when it comes to other things, we don't know. And recently there have been a spate of articles that show that vitamin D lowers the risk of colon cancer, breast cancer, cardiovascular disease, dementia, you name it. All kinds of conditions besides bones are affected by vitamin D. So I look at where the study is coming from. This study comes from Creighton University. And the self-same university, Creighton University, I go back in time to March of 2015. This first story is from April of 2017. But 2 years ago, a diametrically opposed story. Researchers at UC San Diego and Creighton University have challenged the intake of vitamin D. They say that it underestimates the need by a factor of 10. So you see how confusing this is. On the one hand, press release, we overestimate the amount of vitamin D that we need. We should lower the RDA. Self-same institution 2 years ago issues a story saying that the RDA more likely should be 7,000 international units per day. Okay. And how confusing is that? And, you know, and I stand with the people who recommend higher doses of vitamin D to achieve a blood level of 50 or 60 nanograms per deciliter, which is standard way of measuring what's called 25 hydroxy vitamin D. And the other problem is that sometimes I see patients coming in with vitamin D levels that measure the wrong vitamin D. They measure 125 hydroxy vitamin D. That's a technical issue, but suggests that there's a lot of confusion out there and controversy about something as simple as vitamin D requirements. All right, alarming news. This is in the Washington Post. Headline, 20% of patients with serious conditions are first misdiagnosed, according to studies. In 2015, the National Academy of Medicine reported that most people will receive an incorrect or late diagnosis at least once in their lives, sometimes with serious consequences. How does that make you feel about the medical profession? In so many areas of your life, you demand precision, right? When it comes to buying a car or flying in a plane, would you buy a cell phone that 20% of the time malfunctions? No. But it cited one estimate that 12 million people, that's about 5% of adults, are misdiagnosed annually, just in 1 year alone. They say that diagnostic errors contribute to approximately 10% of patient deaths and account for 6 to 17% of adverse events in hospitals. Now, why should that be? Is it because medicine is bad? Well, yes. On one hand, medicine, there's a lot of problems in medicine because doctors sometimes are rushed, doctors are sometimes careless, doctors are sometimes poorly trained, doctors, are impaired and burnt out. But this also speaks to the imprecision of medicine, the tough decisions that doctors have to sometimes make on a snap basis that sometimes are wrong. And it argues for a second or third opinion. A second opinion is valuable anytime a patient is told that he or she has a serious condition, such as cancer, or if they need surgery. And even if that may not be covered by your insurance, it is well worth it to obtain a second opinion, sometimes a second opinion by somebody who's a critical observer of medicine. I often am called upon to do that because, well, you know, if you're told you need surgery and then you go to another surgeon, even in another hospital, they're going to say, and they're similarly trained, they follow the same rules, they're going to say, you need surgery. But sometimes if you see someone who is a good diagnostician, primary care doctor, by the way, to me, the role of a primary care doctor is sometimes to safeguard you from the excesses of medicine, medical overkill, because you are the gatekeeper. You refer patients to specialists, to surgeons and radiotherapists and people who do extraordinarily laser-like focus on certain medical conditions. But you're a generalist as a primary care doctor, and your job is to inform your patient, educate your patient, and help your patient decide among the many options that are available to them if they're confronted with a serious medical diagnosis. And sometimes the medical diagnosis is wrong, and that medical diagnosis has to be revised. And sometimes patients get a reprieve, and sometimes they need more aggressive therapy. That, to me, is the crux of good medicine. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And we'll be back with more of your phone calls, more stories about intelligent medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And how much do we enjoy your questions? We really like to get your questions. You can call us during the show this hour or next, 877-726-TALK. You can also email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com, and that way your question will become grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, which you can listen to and download from drhoffman.com. And there's yet another way to get questions to us. You can go to our website, drhoffman.com, and on our homepage, there's a rectangular box on the right side. There's a prompt which provides you with an opportunity to leave a recorded question, and we're going to answer one of those right now with Roseanne. How you doing, Roseanne?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was in your store looking to buy vitamin D and what company you were recommended for vitamin D3. And I was actually shocked to see that you're selling it in capsule form versus soft gels. And I was just curious why.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure, Roseanne, why you're shocked. When you refer to my store, you know, most people visit my store virtually, you know, via the internet, but I guess you must live in Manhattan and you swung by our office and, looked at our physical dispensary. And, you know, vitamin C is one of those things. It's kind of a commodity. You know, there may be a lot of companies that promise this or that or the other form of vitamin D is going to be better absorbed, but actually absorption is not such a big issue with vitamin D. Or if it is, you can simply take more vitamin D. There's almost never a reason to inject vitamin D in someone, even a person with the worst absorption. You simply up the amount of vitamin D that you give them orally. So whether it's in tablet form, or whether it's in capsule form, or whether it's in gel, I mean, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So yes, an oil makes sense, but in capsules, basically what you have is a type of matrix that is saturated with the oil, and then it delivers the oil into the system very efficiently. And so, you know, when it comes to certain supplements, like say curcumin or fish oil, you want a very high quality brand. When it comes to vitamin D, I got to say that it's pretty generic, and I really don't think there's a tremendous advantage of one brand over another. I know that some manufacturers and some people will push back against that claim. But, you know, vitamin D is something that you can get generically, save money on. And the key is not so much how much you take, but how much you absorb as reflected in your blood test. So whatever you're taking, make sure it's well absorbed and that it actually achieves the blood levels that are desirable for your condition, either for prevention or for treatment of whatever challenging medical condition you may have. Okay, so yeah, hope I get over your shock at my use of capsules. All right, do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Because this may be an answer for you. It's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. And I've been a fan of this for a long time. I take NT Factor personally. Whether you suffer from an illness or whether you simply want to stave off the effects of aging, NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. There are clinical trials that have validated the fact that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPax, a complete vitamin and mineral formula that's a one-stop shop for your antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, and omega-3s. But a while ago, I suggested to the company, Nutritional Therapeutics, that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor. So the new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. You've got nothing to lose with a 45-day money-back guarantee. So to order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, this item. We are now headed for bug season. Wherever you are in the United States, the bugs are going to come out. And there's a lot of concern that this may be the worst season ever for Lyme disease. Well, they always say that, right? It, whatever happens, it's always the worst. It's always Tick-mageddon. Or, you know, mosquitoes are going to be worse than ever. Now with Zika as a potential concern, you know, whether it's West Nile disease a few years back or now it's Zika, people are concerned about bugs. I get it. So in the past, they've used powerful insecticides like DDT, which definitely create higher risk of cancer and other diseases. And these have been banned. And this is actually controversial because they say, well, bring back DDT because it's going to help the third world avoid malaria. I say, well, you'll trade one problem for another. But pyrethroid pesticides are now the popular alternative to these old-fashioned, really dangerous insecticides, including organophosphates. By the way, organophosphates very closely related to sarin gas, as we saw in those ghastly pictures from earlier this week, where the kids couldn't get a breath and foam's coming out of their mouth and they're turning blue and convulsing. Sarin is actually a hepped up version of organophosphate pesticides. So yeah, we don't want to use those either, because those have devastating, they're also herbicides. They're also used as weed killers. So here's an item on pyrethroids, which you'll now find in a lot of things. You'll find them in the popular spray off, which is, you know, you go into the woods, you're going to spray off on your kid. Or black flag fogging insecticide, probably one of the worst ideas around, especially if you spray it inside to kill bugs. I mean, maybe, you know, prepare outside. In a moment, I'm going to share with you some of the consequences, the long-term consequences of pyrethroid pesticides. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Number 877-726. We'll share that story with you next hour on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.